Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I gotta tell you something real quick. Something stupid that I did.
Oh, good.
So the other day, I ran into this guy that's, he's like a distributor for beef jerky.
Let me just say, stupid. That is the best beef jerky I've ever had in my life.
You didn't give me beef jerky?
It's called...
That whole box has been sitting up here the whole time. Now I'll show you.
Oh, okay.
It's called Done Right. I'm not, you know, I have no interest in this company. I'm just telling you what it is.
And no, it's not, is it?
Yeah.
Done Right.
Done Right. It's beef jerky.
It's Tillamook County Smokers Done Right.
Oh, okay.
But I guess Done Right is by Tillamook County Smoker. I've been trying to find this in the grocery store because I love it so much.
I'm sure he gave me a box. He gave me a huge box of this because I know a guy named Luis.
Shout out.
And he loves beef jerky.
Mm.
So he gave me a huge box of it, right? And so I brought it up here. Our cameraman for Dish Nation, his name is Luis. And I said, Luis, my girlfriend kind of instigated this because she picks up on things. When people say they love stuff, she hears them and I don't.
Yeah.
So she goes, give this to Luis. I said, okay. So I brought this big, huge box of beef jerky up here, gave it to Luis. And Luis goes, yeah, okay, cool. And so I was like, well, he didn't really seem like he really loved beef jerky.
Right.
He said it just was a lot of beef jerky.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It was a lot.
And you can tell Al doesn't listen because I've constantly talked to him about how I eat beef jerky for dinner sometimes.
So we're talking about the trip to Mexico, my girlfriend and I, and she goes, make sure you bring the beef jerky so we can give it to Luis. And I'm like, I already gave it to Luis. I gave the beef jerky to the wrong Luis. Luis is a bartender at Zinzi, this bar down the street from my bar.
Oh, no.
And he's constantly talking about beef jerky. What, she said that?
Mexican dude mixed up.
Yes, he did. He's always talking about beef jerky. I remember what she said it. And so I was wondering why when I gave it to Luis up here, he was like, okay.
So he didn't take it home.
Randomly gave me a big box of beef jerky.
Yeah, it was random. And I said, wow, you like beef jerky? He's like, y'all can have some.
And I was so disappointed that he wasn't excited about this big box of beef jerky.
So does that mean you're taking the beef jerky away?
And so I sent him a text yesterday. I was like, Luis, I gave the beef jerky to the wrong Luis. So, Luis, cameraman, sorry about you. I'll still save you some. Luis in Mexico, I know you're not listening, but I'm bringing the beef jerky.
I gotta go grab some for you, too. That is truly the best beef jerky.
It is. It's really good. It's really good. I'm sure, though, I don't have his number, but I'm sure he'll bring some more.
Awesome.
All right, so.
Now, we get new people coming into our family to listen here and there. And you hear us drops. You hear us drop some drops, is what we call them. They're sound bites like this.
Yeah.
That originated from Emma Kelly, Kelly Raspberry's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That was her first words.
Yeah.
You know?
die.
And I did not sit down and teach her die. I was on the phone with my best friend since fifth grade, Tommy Jean.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma Kelly is sitting in her car seat in the back. And I was, you know, we talk and we get all colorful in our language. And I said something about, I could die. You know, you're so embarrassed. I could just die. And Emma Kelly said, die. I'm like, stop that. Die. And when she realized... There you go.
It becomes a funny thing, and it becomes a soundbite.
It becomes a soundbite.
That's where that originated from. But it's once you find out the origins of it, it's like...
Well, some have a little funny story behind them. So, like, during Flush the Format this morning, we kind of sprinkle some of those drops in. But unless you've been listening to the show for a long time, you have no frame of reference. You have no idea where that came from. So we decided we would take a few of those that we play more often than others.
Right.
And explain to you where they came from.
These are probably the ones that we use the most as of late.
Yeah.
You
know, sometimes stuff is funny to us. It might not be funny to you, but we just thought we'd explain.
Like, let's go to the first one. All this.
Right. Don't blow your hose all over the place.
Yes.
Out of context, that's hilarious.
Right.
And in context, it's hilarious.
And in context, it's awkward.
And hilarious.
I went to read to school children a long time ago, and I don't know what the name of the book was, but
about being a fireman.
Yeah, and that was a line out of the book. Don't go blowing your hose all over the place.
That's weird.
And I'm reading this book to a group of second graders, I guess. So they're like, oh, funny book about firemen. So that's where that came from.
So it was out reading to a bunch of school children,
mm-hmm.
which is weird in itself. Now, this one is probably my favorite. This is from even before I was on the show.
I am destroyed that the audio the whole buildup around this drop is gone. It's lost.
We lost the tape. They lost the tapes a long time ago.
Yeah, RJ. Yeah,
and but when I first heard this, when I started working here, I was like, that is, for some reason, hilarious. Because it just catches Kelly Raspberry at her finest.
A TV theme show song! You have to understand.
I was there.
You have to understand how truly frustrating this contest was. Kid put every, like, how many people? 15 people in a little Beetlebug car, something like that. Uh-huh. Very small. And somebody was driving the car around town, and we would ask everybody, we'd play a song from a TV. A TV theme show song!
Yeah.
And they would have to guess the TV theme show song.
Right.
If they didn't get it right, no matter where they were, that person had to get out on the side of the road and find their way back. It's hilarious when you think about it, right?
Yeah,
you literally missed the song.
Yeah.
He pulled over, you got out, bye, you're out of the contest. Last person in the car wins the car.
Great.
We were playing the most I mean, it was serious.
It was like
we
the Jeffersons.
We had literally like 15 people in the car. Yeah. We had to play obvious.
Like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Full
Jesse,
House.
I'm not joking. They were guessing.
Highway to Heaven.
No, it wasn't. Beyonce, Crazy in Love. It's a TV theme show. We'd say, you don't understand. These are all going to be songs from TV shows.
Okay, Justin Bieber, Baby.
I am not, JC, you think I'm lying. It sounds so ludicrous.
No, it's
now, be honest.
But it's the truth.
How many dumb guesses before you blew up with this?
A TV theme show song!
At least.
You know how polite I am to listeners?
Yeah, at
so
least
you know how
five,
bad.
Eight, you know. And the guy just didn't get it.
They did not get it. And then we'd put him out on the road. And the next one would be the same thing. We're like, no, honey, listen, before we play this clip, I'd tell him, before we play this clip, it's going to be a song from a TV show you watch.
On TV.
Share. Do you believe in life after love? It's a TV show song. That's where that came from.
If it were possible.
You cannot even believe this.
If it were possible for flames to actually shoot out of a human being's ears, it would have happened that
day. Did we even give away the card?
I have never, ever seen Kelly scream like that before or after that. I mean, well, we've got the clip right there.
TV theme show song!
That is the angriest I've ever heard Kelly Raspberry.
Oh,
that is
man.
The best.
Yep.
Oh, man, I wish you could have heard it live.
If you
heard it live, remember how funny that was.
Okay.
I'm sure Kid was fine with it, too, because he was so patient sometimes.
Now, this next one, you'll have to help me with this, Kelly, because you were here. We were doing an interview with
Grant Show. He was on Melrose Plays back in the day.
Okay,
right.
And, you know, Al's very random with, you know, interviews. And Grant Show, who knows? He was doing some TV. He was like, it was like one of those blow-off interviews we do.
Yeah, we're all pretty random.
If we record it, if it's any good, we'll play it back. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we're like, we're not
going to record it. And what you don't hear when you're listening to an interview on the radio, there's another person listening on the celebrity side. They're publicists.
Yeah.
Right?
And usually.
Yeah, you'll hear, if we go over with the celebrity, you'll hear some random person come on and go, all right,
you need to wrap it up.
So Al's trying, because nobody knows who Grant Show is, and so he's trying to make it funny, so he's asking Grant the most random, ridiculous questions, which is frustrating and a bit insulting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but Grant was playing along. Yeah. However, the publicist was perturbed on her client's behalf, right?
Right.
So anyway, we put them on hold, and they think that we
hung up.
We hung up, and Grant's like, she comes on. She's like, I'm so sorry about that, Grant. He's like, it's really okay. It's not that big of a deal. She's like, leave it to the brothers.
Leave it to the brothers.
And man, I was I was mad.
Did you come on the phone and let her have it?
Yeah, we're like, hello.
Oh, shoot. Her face was red. You just knew it was.
Leave it to the brothers.
She had no idea I was listening to her. But yeah, she was like, leave it to the brothers.
Leave it to the brothers. Like,
thank you, Donald Sterling.
So now you know where that came from right there. I don't know. That's Donald Sterling type right there.
All right. What else we got?
This next one we're going to have to bring in our little psycho Shannon for.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'll play this quite a bit.
I just showed my boobie.
That's Shannon.
That's Psycho Shannon right there.
Why'd you show your boobie?
Yeah, because I went down and I auditioned for Girls Gone Wild.
Yes, she did.
Do you audition or you just show your boobie?
I didn't intend on showing any skin. I went down there fully clothed in the khaki pants that I would wear when I worked at Oshman's.
And a
sweater, a tank top, a t-shirt, and like a full-on Speedo top.
Oh, you're turning me on, Shannon.
And I was wrapping Ice Ice Baby on the sidewalk. and I was going to just show a little bit of skin, doing a little sexy dance, and I accidentally grabbed the bottom of my Speedo and lifted a little bit too high. And
how intoxicated were you on this event, Shannon? Because you've probably needed to have a shot or two before you could get your courage up to audition for Girls Gone Wild, don't you think?
I was pretty young, so I had no tolerance. So it only took maybe one or two beers at that point, and it was really late. So I lifted my Speedo a little bit too high, and my boob popped out.
And, that
and
fine.
The next thing I know, my boobie. That's what came out of my mouth.
And, this was...
and I am on the pay-per-view edition of Girls Gone Wild Super Bowl.
And this was Super Bowl, which year?
I don't know. No,
this
don't
was
know.
Not no in the club. This was outside
in
the
front
club.
Of people.
Yeah, they had like a big tour bus
yeah,
going around.
Yeah.
Oh, Shannon.
Yeah.
You know what you're not going to find in a Girl Gone Wild video?
What?
Sober girls.
Not
a lot of sober men.
Or sober men.
Yeah.
You don't really find a lot of men in those videos. Speaking of not sober men.
This clip right here is a show violation, and we get asked about it quite a bit.
I am drunk. That's the truth, and if you want to prove that truth wrong, you're wrong.
Here's the thing. That clip should not exist, Shannon.
Well,
Shannon broke a show code because
we made no agreement prior to.
When I turned 25, Kelly Raspberry and a gentleman she was dating at the time threw me a big birthday bash. We went to a club. We had karaoke. We had our own room. Kelly,
a limo with flashy blinky lights.
Kelly got me a limo with flashy lights in it. So I took advantage of this limo. Yeah. It was one of my first times riding in a limo. So I had some drinks on my birthday.
Sure you did.
And
nothing wrong with that.
At the end of the night, I didn't remember this until I came in on Monday morning.
And Shannon whooped out the tape recorder.
Kid had this audio all set to go.
I am drunk. That's the truth, and if you want to prove that truth wrong, you're wrong.
That just made my head hurt right there. Thinking about
you know how he felt the next
about
day.
The next morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I still have the picture of you passed out in the limo, and you have this drool coming out of the side of your mouth.
Thank you.
Aw, poor thing.
That's old Jace.
That just made
Kinsey
my head hurt.
Kinsey couldn't find anywhere to sit, so she sat on JC's face.
Yep.
That's a good place.
Oh, man.
They were married. It was fine.
No, you weren't.
You were dating.
We were dating.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's good times.
Speaking of that guy I was dating at the time.
His name was...
How about Uncle Daddy? Yeah.
May have been the same night, actually.
Yes. JC strongly encouraged this relationship.
JC and him were buds.
I'd never met the man. And I walked into a... And JC, this is when I was in my happy, fun, going out phase, which didn't last very long. And I walked into the club, and Uncle Daddy was balling, man. He would get the VIP.
He would hang out with the ball players.
And I walked up into the room, and I never met him. And he was on this elevated VIP platform, and he grabbed my hand, and he pulled me up. He said, Kelly Raspberry, I've been in love with you for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay.
He said he's with JC.
And JC's like, he's a good guy. I was like, okay. So I started dating Uncle Daddy because he was in love with me for 10 years.
How about Uncle Daddy?
Do you happen to know how he got that name?
It's apparently
he married
slang
his cousin
term.
Now.
It's like somebody that takes care of others in the community.
Uncle Daddy.
It's like a if you go to Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
But anyway, the reason he was doing that, I wasn't even there for this one. He loved Shannon.
He adored Shannon.
He thought that I should date him after he... I'm not even going to talk about it.
What?
I have pictures of him grabbing me and forcing me into positions that I should never have been in.
What? He loved making her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He
took great pride in that.
Shannon stole him from me.
So they were at the corner bar doing karaoke, and he got just finished and didn't think the crowd responded enough.
Then
he was asking them.
How about Uncle Daddy?
And the crowd went wild. And the crowd went wild.
He was actually very talented. One time we went out, he jumped up on the stage and started playing the drums with the band. I'm like,
and
that was pretty cool.
He could actually sing exactly
like Kid Rock.
Cool guy.
He was very talented.
Now, after Hurricane Katrina, Kid made it his mission to help out as many people as he could. Hashtag do it for Kid this weekend.
Yeah.
He went and bought as much bottled water as he could and personally delivered it to shelters around town because our city was a major evacuation point.
And he literally had money in his pockets and he was just handing, people, their stories touched him.
Yeah, it was a cool thing.
Yeah.
So enter one Minnie.
Huh?
Yeah. So I'm trying to.
We went around. There was no. Everybody just fled New Orleans,
right.
And they just started coming to the surrounding states. And
right.
We've got a lot of those. I guess you'd call them refugees. They didn't like that term.
Yeah.
And they had there was nowhere to put them. Evacuees. There was nowhere to put them. And so Kid got this woman because her story was sad. She was real sad and
she had
got her apartment 6 months.
Blah 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 blah.
But then she kept, you know, it was never quite enough for many.
And
whatever we gave her wasn't really, it could be better. You know, she really would rather go home.
Well, you had a one-bedroom. Kind of need a two or three, you know, it was just, sweet lady.
So
but
she would
just
say, well, you know, how are you doing today, Minnie?
Huh?
And that was every.
Was she ever in the Ying Yang Twins?
Huh?
No.
And my mother,
oh,
I swear
so
to you.
So funny, because nothing was good enough for Minnie.
My mother has that same, she has that same thing.
I wish we could find out what happened to Minnie.
I know, sweet lady.
And moving on to this one, probably the one I despise the most.
It's similar to the last one with you.
No, it's not similar, because I was not drinking in this clip.
Uh-huh.
I had been out in L.A. covering, I think, the VMAs.
Right.
Now, when we go out to L.A. for work and we have to do the show the next morning, we have to basically wake up about 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm, because of the time difference.
Yeah, the show starts at 4 a.m. in the morning in the West Coast. And I was at the VMAs, and Kid was adamant about me going to after parties and trying to be in the scene so I have something to talk
about.
Stories
to tell, yeah.
And he had me driving around his buddy Hyla, because mm-hmm. Hyla had been drinking. So I was taking care of Hyla, and I had to be at parties sober the entire night of the VMAs.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in the next morning, and Kid started saying I was drunk, along with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen to you.
And he asked me to say management team in order to prove that I was
sober.
Well,
you said something. We wouldn't just randomly ask you management team. You said something
right.
about somebody's management team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was doing a Hizzywood Hizzle story.
Yeah.
And we were talking about somebody's management team. I flubbed the line because I was tired.
Not drunk.
Management team. Management team. Management team.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I got your back on that because I've been moving and literally I've been getting 3 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah, you're delirious.
And yesterday I was at my parents and I felt drunk and
yeah.
I hadn't touched anything and I'm talking
nothing.
To my mother and I was like, I'm sorry. I needed to sit down. I was so, my head was swimming. So I have your back completely.
All right.
We all believe you, JC. Except for Kid. He's still
believing
me.
Hey, yes. Shannon.
What?
I'm going to call
what?
Just a slight audible right here.
Oh, we love audible.
Just a slight one.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, fun.
The one you played, the one we were talking about that kind of spawned this idea, when I went to do a bit, and the point was for me to give men massages, like at a random place, like
yeah.
at a restaurant.
Wookie, wookie, wookie.
So I went to a truck stop, and Shannon was with me, and we found, like, different guys, and this particular guy, big Hispanic guy, truck driver.
Yeah, shout out.
And I said, sir, would you mind if I gave you a neck rub? And I started just rubbing his shoulders and just massaging him right there in the middle of the truck stop while he's sitting on. Yeah. And I'm just rubbing and rubbing and rubbing. While I'm rubbing him, he said, "Worky, worky, worky, worky,
worky, worky, worky."
Is that when you stop smiling?
Real weird.
It was weird.
What does "wookie wookie wookie" mean?
I thought he was saying "worky."
He said "worky."
Oh, "worky
worky worky worky."
Yeah.
I think he had an accent.
"Worky
yeah.
worky
it came
worky
out,
worky
worky worky."
Yeah.
Were the other truck drivers looking at you? Like,
yes.
Like
yes.
Can I get next?
Yes.
Yeah, they were.
They were.
And this is our final one.
Okay.
Probably, I would say the most popular one on the show.
You think?
One of them, along with this one.
A TV theme show.
That one, nobody can beat that one.
Either that one or I thought the most popular would probably be Mr. Freeze.
You screaming on the road. But that's
anyway.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, yeah,
everybody, that's
okay.
Al's the worst.
All right.
This
let
one.
Let me hear y'all. What you going to do? Come on.
Cowboy Troy, black rapper,
yeah.
country singer.
We're really into country music.
Really inspired me. And
yeah.
I thought I could be the second most popular black country rapper.
If you would have played your cards right, you would have been the most popular.
Now,
I had faith in you, and I'm very disappointed you didn't follow through on it.
Why'd you suck so bad?
Well, here's the thing.
It's not totally his fault.
We had zero rehearsal time. I was going to try to do two or three rap songs with this band that I've never even met or played with before.
Uh-huh.
And trying to remember one rap song is tough. Trying to remember the lyrics to two... Almost impossible.
Originals,
yes.
That you came up with.
That I wrote.
No, I wrote one. Everybody wrote one.
Okay.
I wrote one. Kid wrote one. We all wrote one, right?
Okay.
But I just knew this bit had failure all over it. And I don't know how.
It did not have failure all over it. It could have been great.
Well, it
except
failed.
There was zero rehearsal.
There was no rehearsal.
I don't remember if you...
I showed up
you
early.
Showed up early and they didn't.
They didn't.
And they figured they could just wing it because bands are really talented.
Yeah.
But they're used to working with people who are used to performing.
Right. And also talented.
And all, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've neither. Me, not talented, not good. So anyway, I show up and I've got my lyrics written out on paper.
Oh, you have them written out?
Yes.
That's even easier.
Yeah.
But,
well,
but it's
like
dark.
Karaoke.
It's dark. I'm on stage and I'm trying to keep up and I've never done it before with these guys and it just failed miserably.
We actually have more audio of that night.
Yeah, let's hear it.
On the south side of Dixie, little girl named Tricky skin tied regular jeans to a country fifth that's lame. Dad preacher man, he was a preacher man. Find out where's he in the Ku Klux Klan. Now the mama not better. Give him see a write a letter and hit the oh, hold on, 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 hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
1,500 people.
I was here at 5 o'clock for rehearsal.
Oh, and you blame the band
what time
out.
You get here, dog?
That's when it went
4:30.
Wrong.
4:30.
Oh, yeah,
oh, it was so bad.
We're going to try this again.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not going out like a chump. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, I did. I did. I went out like a chump.
Well, let's speed it up just a little bit then. Let's speed it up just a little bit.
You want it faster?
Speed it up. Bad, bad, Leroy Brown.
Oh, God.
You want it slower, Al?
Try it like that.
Oh.
I'm dying for you.
Oh, I feel so awkward. If I had a tell, it'd be between my legs.
Outside of Dixie, little girl named Trixie, skin tight Wrangler jeans to a country bootleg clean. Now her dad was a preacher, man. He met me, wasn't a fan. Come to find out that man was in the Klan. Now mama not much better, couldn't see her. Had to write a letter now.
There you
I
go.
Knew she was
better.
A winner, though. She said, guess who's coming to dinner, yo? Right, no idea in the world. A daughter was down with the swirl. She come up pregnant with my baby girl. She had a big, huge bombastic booty white girl. And I was smooth cotton picker with a booming chair curl. I knew loving on her was wrong. Because I was black and she was white.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kratic Morning Show.
All week long, we've been prepping you to win a trip to check these guys out.
Mm-hmm.
Linkin Park, along with 30 Seconds to Mars. Now, we were playing a game where we asked you a trivia question each day.
Mm-hmm.
And in the answer, the word Linkin or Park would have to be in it.
One or the other.
One or the other. Before we announce who the winner is, we have some honorable mentions for bad answers.
Mm-hmm.
Like this question we asked. What is the National Historic Landmark that takes up 143 acres of New York City?
843.
The answer is Central Park. Mm-hmm. Park is in the answer. Barbara said Statue of Liberty. Yeah. Nicole said the Empire State Building. Duh.
All right. Or this one. What state capital was founded in 1856 as the Village of Lancaster? Or, again, either Lincoln or Park.
Yeah.
Should be in the answer. The correct answer, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Duh.
Yeah. But Elizabeth said Harrisburg. Elena said Omaha.
Yeah.
Oh, these are great. Who is the English actor who is best known for his leading role on the TV show The Walking Dead?
See, now I would have had to Google that answer, but I'd be looking for a name that either had the word Lincoln or the word park in the answer.
You know, I mean, that one you actually could Google and find out all of them.
Yeah.
You could find out pretty easily. Stephanie said Andrew West.
It's Andrew Lincoln.
Uh-huh. And lastly, see, the last question. What is the second most expensive property in the game Monopoly? All right?
Yeah.
So, again, very Googleable.
There's no Lincoln place there.
But
there is a park
but
place.
But there is
park place.
Place. But Sherry said Pacific or North Carolina Avenue. Megan said Penn Avenue.
Yeah, so it's important sometimes to read the rules.
And listen.
And listen.
And somebody who did read the rules and guessed the correct answers would be Stephanie Araballo. And she's on the phone with us right now.
Stephanie!
Stephanie!
Hi.
I probably
How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Did I butcher your last name, Stephanie?
What happened to our signs?
Yes, no, you didn't. You got it okay.
Oh, great. Well, Stephanie, you're going to go see Linkin Park, 30 Seconds to Mars, and AFI in the Carnivore Tour in West Palm Beach, Friday, August 8th.
Oh,
that's just a couple weeks. And we're going to fly you.
Awesome.
We're going to fly you there on Southwest Airlines. We're going to give you some money so you can get a great hotel and tickets to the show. And we want to thank Warner Brothers Records for sending you, Stephanie.
Yay, Stephanie.
Have a great trip.
Thank you so much. I am so excited.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking my husband.
Yeah, you should take your
husband. Look at you taking. What a good wife.
Could have made it
a wild girlfriend trip. She's like, no, I'm going to take the hubby.
You fawn all over Jared Leto, and he can get all his Linkin Park in.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Enjoy the trip, Stephanie. Hold on for us, okay?
Okay, great.
Yeah. Stephanie's going over to Florida to check them out real quick.
Man, you say something about some bullying going on in
your house? There's a bully problem at my house, and it's not my son against his sister.
Kenzie against you.
It's not my wife against me or me against my wife.
You flushed the toilet again. Pow!
I tried to record her getting mad at me for flushing the toilet yesterday because she's conserving water. She didn't get mad. She just said, I'm going to get you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so, now you got to be watching over your shoulder.
She's going to try to get the trickster again.
Okay.
But whatever. Anyways, back to the subject. Kelly Raspberry, you bought me a squirrel feeder.
I did.
For Christmas. Because Kelly knows I love squirrels. And so the squirrel feeder, there's a wooden part, and it has holes on each side so the squirrels can go in. And then there's a glass jar where you put the feed, okay?
Okay, I was kind of visualizing like a birdhouse or something. But
it kind of looks like a little house with a glass container full of, squirrel food.
Okay.
And so the squirrels, you could put it on a tree, you could put it on the ground in your garden, and the squirrels will go in, they eat, they get around
they chill,
it and stuff.
Yeah.
My backyard became a squirrel playground. I loved it.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I would go out there and just watch tens of squirrels just playing with each other.
Tens of them.
Eating. That's a lot of squirrels, Kelly.
Tens of squirrels.
That's a lot of squirrels.
Whoever I've never said tens.
Tens of squirrels.
But tens is okay.
There's eights of squirrels out here.
Tens is, that's a nice round number, I'm sorry,
okay.
But it
all
is.
Right, all right, go ahead.
Dozens, because it's not dozens. It's probably about, on average, about 15 to 16.
Well, that's not tens. That's fives.
Let me tell my story.
Go ahead.
Tell my dang story
tens.
Here.
Tens.
Now, I run a very tight squirrel playground. Everybody
you
must.
Know, like a monitor or something?
Everybody must respect each other.
Okay.
About a week and a half ago to 2 weeks, this squirrel showed up. And I noticed that my squirrels were not coming around as often.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of 12 to 16, 18 at times, there would be two to three. And when these two would try to approach the feeder, this burly squirrel with this white stripe on his head would fight them.
Kelly,
what?
How many squirrels have you seen in your life? Just guesstimate.
Oh, God, thousands.
Could you tell one from the other?
Oh, yes, you can, Al.
Ever.
When you see, I see them every day.
I could not tell. I've seen tens of thousands.
Yeah.
And his mannerisms were the same every day.
I couldn't tell one.
He had the bushy tail, and he would always have it, like, twitching. He had the twitch, so I started calling him Twitch.
They all do that. Okay.
He was the bully squirrel, and he would come by every day, and he would chew all my squirrels away.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, he committed a felony, apparently. And this is how I found out he committed a felony.
Squirrel jail?
Oh, he needs to go to squirrel prison for life.
What'd he do?
So, Kenzie was getting ready for her Style Me Kenzie sale. There's my plug. And so I was watching the kids. Mm-hmm. I'm in the kitchen with Chloe. She's sitting in her chair. She's eating. I let Kaysen go outside because I have windows so I could look at Kaysen playing in his swing set. And so I'm having a good time. Now, I take Chloe to go get her diaper changed. And I come back. And Kaysen, I noticed, was in our dining room next to the table and the door.
Okay.
So they're right next to each other. And he's sitting down, and I can't really tell what he's doing. So I walked up, and I'm like, hey, Kaysen, what are you doing? And he looks back at me and goes, shh, Papa, shh. I'm like, shh, what are you telling me to be quiet? He goes, shh, shh, he's sleeping. And I said, who's sleeping? Now I'm getting a little weary because nobody's sleeping. I'm like, well, who's sleeping?
Oh boy,
we have a bar, so I can't really tell what's going on until I walk around the bar and I say, who's sleeping, Kaysen? And Kaysen picks up this dead bird and holds it up. And I, when I'm saying a dead bird, I'm not talking about a bird that died peacefully. I'm talking about... Thank you. Yes, that was my exact reaction to where I don't want to freak him out, you know, because kids will start crying. I don't want to freak him out.
Scar him.
When Kaysen freaks out, he throws things. I don't want him throwing dead birds. I don't want bird stuff all over my dining room. So I'm, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, Kaysen. You just keep holding. It's like a scene out of Dumb and Dumber where the kid's petting the bird. He's in, he's sleeping, and he's holding him up to his chest, petting him. And I run over, I grab a paper towel. I'm like, all right, well, he's going to sleep outside. Okay? So I picked him up, and I said, he wants to get a suntan. So we're going to put him right out here, and I put him right there on our patio. And I pick Kaysen up, and I walk him to the bathroom, wash his hands, take his shirt off, burn it, throw it away. I have no idea where the... I figured, who could have maliciously killed this bird? It was a beautiful bird. And I walk right back out to take care of the bird and, you know, bury him, basically.
Put him in the trash can,
So I'm walking out. I'm going to put him in the trash can, I'll be honest. And I see Burly Squirrel is back.
The squirrel killed the bird?
The Burly Squirrel came back, and he went over to the bird. And I'm like, I'm going to see what this dude's doing, what Bully Squirrel's doing. He starts dragging the bird back to the squirrel feeder and puts him in the hole.
For what?
That's what was keeping my squirrels away, besides the...
Oh.
He would plug the hole with the dead bird.
Because he was saving the food for himself so nobody could get it?
I think so.
What a smart squirrel.
This squirrel committed murder and put it in the hole. Say that.
Well, that is crazy.
Kelly, I had to go over there and pick the bird up, shoo him away, and throw the bird away. I had to put the bird feeder away, the squirrel feeder away for a while. And then in the corner, there was another dead bird that he apparently...
Whoa, he's like a mass bird.
Yeah.
It's either a squirrel who feels such love for these birds, he doesn't realize they're dead, and he's trying to bring them back to life by feeding them.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Or he was trying to plug the hole and keep all the food for himself.
There was feathers everywhere when I went to the other bird that had passed away. Like, he was attacked.
Or maybe he was sending a message to other birds for stealing squirrel food. This is what could happen to you.
We're going to have a picture of Burly Squirrel up at kidnation.com.
Is he going to have a little...
Crazy.
Is he going to have a little teardrop tattooed on his face?
This dude's on steroids. This is a legit picture of Bully Squirrel. So I have to... I'm sorry, Kelly, I can't use the squirrel feeder for about 3 months because I'm hoping he moves on to another yard.
I am just fascinated by that story.
Thank you for not calling me to remove the dead bird from your house.
I handle my business out.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Now, since we're doing this for Kid, we've been doing the rounds, the media rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, Big Al Mac... had to go to a news station all alone, and we know how that goes.
So, Kids is an organization that it's really, like Kid said earlier, it's your way to feel grateful that you have healthy kids, if you are able to say that. And Kids is, it's a smile on every kid's face. Jenna, what would you say that means so much to you about Kids?
So, Al, was it anywhere near that?
I always think about that. When Russ came in here yesterday and said... ABC wants you to come by the studio and do, explain what Do It For Kid is alone.
He's right.
Like, alone.
Kelly is busy moving. Yeah. I had my kids and I couldn't get out of it.
Jenna lived right across the street from the studio.
Directly across the street from the studio.
You can't get out of it.
There's nothing I can say to you. So I said, okay, fine. But I always go back to that particular interview.
All right. So let's hear Big Al Mac talking about how we can remember Kid this weekend.
We want to honor Kid's memory, and Kid was a huge fan of paying it forward and random acts of kindness, just not expecting anything in return, just doing something nice for someone, hoping that they would turn around and do something nice for someone else. So we are asking people to, this weekend, to do it for Kid, and that means something simple, like maybe buying a cup of coffee for someone behind you in line at Starbucks, maybe mowing someone's yard, your neighbor's yard. Just whatever, maybe reading the kids, maybe watching kids for a couple that need a night out, just whatever, just doing something nice for someone, not expecting anything in return.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone asks you why, just tell them you did it for Kid. And also on your social media, if you want to brag about what you did, use the hashtag for Kid. That's F-O-R-K-I-D-D.
Not bad.
Nice to see you get dressed up for your big TV show appearance.
Yeah,
Al.
Let's talk about what Al was wearing. He's wearing a pink shirt, button up. Looks nice.
Pearl buttons.
But then you matched it with a camouflage Blake Shelton BSer club hat.
Uh-huh.
But at least he wore closed-toe shoes.
And I did. I went home and changed out of my shorts and flip-flops into blue jeans and loafers.
Yeah,
just for TV.
I did notice that because we were on the news last night as well, all of us, all four of us, and I could not stop staring at the fact that I was wearing white socks. But I just looked a little bit to my right and noticed that Big Al was wearing his flip-flops, and that made me feel much better about it. Now, of course, as always, everything comes back to the Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, every time. It always
comes. Cooler weather for kid would be great.
Al, some cooler weather would be good. Tell Kelly hi. Tell her I love her. She knows
she
that.
She loves you.
I know that.
Oh,
that's my, my radio girlfriend.
I know we have to do weather. She loves you.
I love Kelly. She tells it like it is. That's the best part.
See you, Al. Thanks all for right, coming. We sure appreciate it. Sunshine today.
And it sucks when you're sitting right there, Al, and they love somebody else way more than you.
Sure. I'm used to it. Dude, I work with her 19 years.
Everybody loves Kelly.
Pete Delkus is my pretend boyfriend. I talk about a lot, and his daughter didn't understand that, you know, it's kind of
a joke.
Very upset.
A little jealous. Understandably so.
Like, it was like, is leave my mommy.
Is Kelly going to be my new mommy?
No.
No. Good times.
So we're talking about paying it forward, random acts of kindness for kid. Hashtag F-O-R-K-I-D-D. That's what we're asking you to do this week.
Yeah, some people are already, we were asking to do like a concentrated effort this weekend, but people can't wait.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that, too. And so we're already seeing some people that are posting on social media with the hashtag for kid.
Yep. Yeah. Emily said that she posted that she folded and put away her cousin's family laundry while she was at work. Hashtag for kid.
Lisa, I saw a wreck yesterday and my heart sank when I saw a little girl pulled from the totaled car.
Oh.
I got a stuffed animal from my car and gave it to her.
Oh,
hashtag
nice.
For kid.
She was okay. That's good. Arnold wrote us and said, my 5-year-old daughter and I were doing some errands yesterday. And we passed by a homeless man. She asked me if we could help him out, and I was hesitant. I asked her why, and she told me to do it for kid. So we bought him a meal. She felt so good about it that she asked if we could volunteer at a homeless shelter now. And that's what we're going to be doing this weekend.
Great.
Hashtag for kid.
All right. Mary Bell wrote, I am a 65-year-old, recently widowed woman, and I used to get my hair rolled and set every week so I could look presentable for church. But I just can't afford it anymore. Yesterday, my hairdresser called me and told me to come up there. She would fix my hair for me for free. And she said she was doing it for kid.
Oh, I got another.
That's somebody that had it paid for them.
And here's somebody else who received the benefit of this fun little good deed thing we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Savannah said, when I was pregnant, I thought we'd be a cute little family who walked our dog around the neighborhood pushing the fancy baby stroller. But what was I thinking? I got a big dog who is terrible at walking on a leash. Of course, my husband works long hours, so it's up to me to walk the dog and the baby. Well, yesterday I got frustrated after about a block, and I turned around to head home. Then a neighbor came out of his house and said he'd walk my dog for me, and he said he was doing it for kid.
That's another
that?
One
Isn't
right
that
here.
Sweet?
Yep.
I got this one from Rebecca right here. My daughter, her friend, and I went downtown Lexington tonight to feed the homeless, even put a picture, and she put hashtag for kid.
Hmm.
Now, this isn't something, because a lot of people are saying it's not okay to brag about paying it forward.
Yeah.
We're not asking. This isn't bragging. This is letting people know.
Making people aware.
Kids' honor.
And
that's
what it is. You're not bragging. You're doing it for kid because that's what kid loved.
And the thing kid loved the most, the thing that got him was that thing that happens at Starbucks when they get the chain going and you pay for the people behind you. He wanted to be a part of that chain so bad.
Yeah, he didn't even drink coffee. He just wanted to be a part of that.
Mickey works at a fast food restaurant and he said during our, and this would make kid happy.
Yeah, he would.
During our lunch rush yesterday, customers kept paying for each other's food. I finally had to ask the umpteenth person who paid, why does everybody keep paying for each other's food? And everybody said, for kid. And I knew instantly they were talking about Kid Craddock. Their generosity touched me, and I intend to pay it forward this weekend. So it was happening in the fast food line. He would love that.
Because kid loved himself some fast food right
there. My gosh.
Oh, a lady yesterday paid for a drink for me.
She goes,
I said, you don't have to do that. She goes, I'm doing it for kid.
Well, kid wouldn't want you to buy Al drinks.
He gets
enough of those free.
Kid would love that.
Do it for a man who did so much for others. Do it for kid. We want you to do a random act of kindness this weekend and tell us about it using hashtag for kid. That's hashtag F-O-R-K-I-D-D. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
There might be another hashtag you'd be tempted to use this weekend.
What's that?
In addition to hashtag for kid.
What?
Hashtag we still coming. This was so funny when I saw this
Kelly
this morning.
Was
and I'm
up.
Praying, because you know, there's always my, oh, this isn't real. This isn't real. I'm praying this is real.
I hope
so
it is.
Funny.
There's proof that it's real, right?
Well, this girl, you know, things have gotten real loosey-goosey with invitations. You know,
right.
They don't do paper invitations anymore. Then it was evites. Mm-hmm. And then people don't even bother doing evites. They just send an email. Now they're going so far as just texting.
It's
gotten so casual.
Yeah.
And this is for a wedding. So this girl, her name was Kristen, I believe. Yeah,
okay.
Kristen. She sends out a text, just a mass text to everybody mm-hmm. in her cell phone.
Okay.
Oh, I
barbecue
hate those.
And wedding photos this Saturday from 4 till 7. Our address is, and she gives it, be there.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So she gets the reply back. Who is this?
From one of the numbers.
From one of the numbers.
Yeah.
And she writes, Rogers, soon to be wife, Kristen, exclamation
Yay.
Point. And the person said, you have the wrong number, but me and my boys will be there. And then she texts, oh, sorry, not an invite to strangers. And he writes back, we still coming. And the picture is greatness.
That's hilarious.
They're standing outside the church. I'm praying this is for real.
I
Please
hope it
don't
is.
Ruin this for me. But this is the bride, the groom, all the girls in their pristine little pink dresses.
It's a really white family. A really white group.
White family.
Yeah.
And here are all these black guys, and they're like, holla. And they got their shirts flying open.
I love it.
I love these guys.
I hope.
And
yeah.
the bride had a great, you know. It was,
they had a great attitude about it.
Great
they didn't
attitude
get mad.
About it. She even tweeted about it afterwards. Frankly, those guys are invited to my party whenever they want.
Oh,
hashtag,
nice.
We still coming.
We still coming. That's a new hashtag right there.
Love it.
Look at it.
Just Google We Still Coming, and this story will pop up so
All
you
right.
can see the picture.
That's so great that it turned out so funny.
Yeah.
It's something you would do, Al.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You're the party crasher.
I'm still coming.
We still coming.
Still coming.
I'm still coming.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.